I've brought with me one or two books this morning, which I use to give me information. Here's a book of British birds. I bought it in 1996, and when I go out walking, I often take a pair of binoculars and this book, and by 2007, I'd been able to identify 100 of the 200 birds in this book. And then there's a book of wild flowers which I bought in 1999. And when I walk in the spring or the summer, I sometimes take this book along with me, and it helps me identify and appreciate all those wild flowers, the blue, red, yellow, white flowers, which I suspect otherwise I'd just pass by. And finally, my 2010 Playfair Cricket Annual. Whenever I go to watch county cricket, I'll take this along with me to give me information about the counties I'm watching and the cricketers I'm watching. And each year I buy a Playfair Cricket Annual. I would imagine that these days, whatever our interest or hobby, there will be a book on it telling us about it. And of course, if we're interested in Christianity, we have a book which tells us all about it, the Bible, and especially the New Testament, which tells us about the ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus, and the faith and the life of the first century Christian church. If someone said to me that they'd a morning to spare and they wanted to find out about Christianity, I might say to them, well, why not read Mark's Gospel? It's the shortest of the Gospels, probably the first to be written, and if you read it in the Good News Bible, that's a relatively simple translation, easy to read, and that will tell you about Jesus and what Christians believe.